Now, let's give a listen to our group. We're going to start with our good friend Augie, who reports from Shevlin, and this is what he has to remark about the last bit of time.
Hi, this is August reporting from Northern Sun Farm in Shevlin Township. This is my report for the week of January 13th through January 19th. Sorry if my voice sounds a little bit goofy, it's because I'm just getting over a cold. We had a very wintry week with a lot of snow and cold temperatures. We got 4 inches of snow on the 14th, 2 more inches on the 15th, and then we had quite a storm on the 17th and 18th. It was too difficult to measure the snow from that storm because the wind was blowing so hard. We got a lot, and we already had a lot. If it keeps snowing like this, we're not going to have any place left to put the snow when we plow and shovel. The low temperatures all week were below zero, except for the morning of the 13th. On the 16th, the temp on the way to school was 34 below. There was a lot of steam rising from the Clearwater River that morning when we crossed it, and it was frozen around the edges more than usual. We saw wild turkeys sitting in the sun that morning, all puffed up to stay warm. I also saw bald eagles this week and a big flock of snow buntings by the road, as well as downy woodpeckers at the suit feeder. I was watching several crows on the 15th, one of the days we had gotten more light, fluffy snow. The big pine and spruce branches were loaded down with snow. Every time a crow flew up and landed on a branch at the top of the tree, it would knock snow down and cause a little avalanche. I've heard you mention that you had a pet crow when you were younger, John. Could you tell me more about that? Like, how'd you catch it? Talk to you next week.
Augie, nice to hear from you, buddy. Snow buntings, turkeys, crows, lots of snow over there, lots of snow over here too. And the problem is the same for you as it is for me. Where are we going to put this stuff? I thought I'd left myself plenty of space for snow accumulation, but no, I'm not in the same group. And Augie, I will tell you, I'm not going to tell anybody else, but I will tell you that we actually discovered the nest of the crows in early summer, probably in early June, because we were out of school, and we climbed up the tree and we took the babies out of the nest, and they were very small, very young, and still covered in pin feathers. So that's how I came across my crow as a pet. But you have to remember that was in about 1961 or 62. And in those days, you could actually do that and have a pet crow. Nowadays, they aren't going to allow you to have a pet crow, which is a shame because not many people would take advantage of having a pet crow, but those who did would learn a great deal about crows, and it changes your attitude about them forever. I personally would never shoot a crow. I just would never do it because they're too smart and they're too much fun to be around. So I don't think that keeping kids from having pet crows is necessarily a good thing. I think that you know, you would learn a great deal. And yeah, some crows would die in the process, but, you know, probably no more than would die just naturally anyway. So I kind of favor the let's learn from this experience rather than the let's not do that because it means the death of a crow. It doesn't always have to end that way. Thanks for the great report, Augie. We'll talk to you very soon. I can't wait to hear from you again.